There are two ways to look at this Friday. If you listen to publicity surrounding Apple, today is the start of the next great chapter in the history of innovation.
Okay, Steve. On more practical terms, what's happening today is that some customers are taking delivery of a new watch. Apple's hoping to make it a product that people have to have. Here's NPR's Aarti Shahani.
We've asked this kind of question before. What is the first smartphone you ever owned?
I owned a BlackBerry. I forgot what the number was, but it was a BlackBerry. It was a little one from, like, forever ago.
The one I have now, I just got it, like, a year ago, this one. It's a Nokia.
It's a Samsung touchscreen. I actually don't remember the model, but...
But regardless of when Alexandra Sanders, Jimmy Pesciotto, and Desiree Nye decided to buy, they all agree, at the time, it was a luxury item. Nye's smartphone was pink, pretty, and kind of dumb.
Back then, the internet reception wasn't that great on your phone, so it's actually mainly just to download online games and stuff.
Pesciotto got his against his will. His wife made him.
I would just like to call, you know, but she would just text me, so in order to have a conversation, I'd have to text her back, and it'd take me forever.
Many of us agree the smartphone has become essential. It's liberated us from our desktop computers, changed the way we socialize and learn. Alexandra Sanders.
When I got further into my studies, you know, like junior, senior year especially, I really needed to have a smartphone to do all the research.
The smart watch, a mini computer connected to the internet that sits on your wrist, does not today carry the same appeal. Pesciotto can't imagine using it, literally.
I mean, I can barely work this phone. It's like...
Nye is confident she could maneuver the tiny screen, but she doesn't want to.
I don't need it. I know I personally won't need it.
You're sure?
I think so.
You're positive?
I'm positive. For now.
Smartwatch makers say that'll change. Apple is not the first smartwatch on the market. It's the loudest, and that's helping competitors like Pebble.
We saw a very specific spike when the Apple Watch came out.
Eric Michikowski is founder.
In fact, the rate of sales doubled when the Apple Watch was announced in March.
The purpose of the smartwatch is unclear. Motorola says its Moto 360 is meant to be fashionable first and foremost. Samsung says its Gear S is meant to help with routine activities when a smartphone isn't nearby, like emails, exercise, turn-by-turn navigation. Michikowski says Pebble is meant for busy people.
They don't want to have their whole life locked up, staring down at their phone. They want to be able to live your life.
This point really struck me a couple nights back at a concert. The woman three seats over, who paid good money to be here, kept glimpsing at her phone. Out in the atrium, a guy was flipping through Tinder, that app that lets you geolocate singles nearby. Completely uncivilized, I thought. In the old days, he would have just scouted out this room for a hookup. I also met Mary Ann Shaw. She's been to just three concerts in the last 20 years, and she was staring at her iPhone.
I was playing Scrabble with my 93-year-old mother. So that's how we check in every day.
Endearing or distracting? The smartphone has created a problem. We'll see if the smartwatch is the gadget to solve it. Aarti Shahani, NPR News, San Francisco.
And this is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.